A little bit of an update of what's been happening. A couple of things that I've had on my mind and also what's coming up. So today is Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. I hope you'll be listening in when Big Fatty reaches into his big fat colostomy bag and pulls the number one fan. I hope it's me. Because it would be kind of cool not only being the spambassador to the BFO podcast, but also the number one fan for 2013.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty coming up.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4690 of the BFO for right the 30th of G2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me.
Show.
I'm going to tell you about my day, and I've got a voice letter. Yes, Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Bella Kuchina's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. Your Bella Kuchina's today. Y'all, the patron saint of the BFO, you know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal. Y'all, he sent me an e-letter, and he says, Big Fatty, I thought you'd like to know that the company name you mentioned on the little show, Bella Kuchina, is Italian-Mexican for nice little kitchen. Big Fatty, that is so wonderful. What you got cooking up in there? Well, I'll tell you. Dear Gussie, y'all, this is it. This is it. It is your last chance to get your name into the colostomy bag to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2026. Y'all, you've got until 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Standard Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters to get your entry in. And y'all, your entry is as easy as pie. Just send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. Put number one fan in the subject line, and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2026. Y'all, it's one entry per person, and the Laughing Buddha, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, he's not eligible because he's the reigning number one fan. Y'all, it will announce the winner during halftime of the Superb Owl on February the 8th and read the entries all next week. Big Fatty, the clock is ticking.
Oh, happy
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dick, I see y'all this weekend. We have a very important anniversary. Y'all, it's tomorrow, the 31st of January. Y'all, don't know if this person still listens to the little show or not. Maybe, maybe if they do, they'll send Big Fatty a little message saying, hey, everybody, heard your happy anniversary message. But y'all, he's in Mexico. He's in the J-Pan, Mexico. And y'all, years ago, he would contact me from over there, along with Nancy. Nancy in the J-Pan, Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, she also contacted Asha. She did. Don't know if Nancy still listens. But y'all, I am talking about none other. Y'all, and cute as a button. He sent pictures, cute as a button. Red hair, if I remember correctly. Oh, Big Fatty, a ginger. It's true, a ginger. And y'all, I do not remember his husband's name off the top of my head, but y'all, it's the anniversary of Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, and his husband, Big Fatty. We love Brian and his husband, and hope they get a big old piece of
cake. Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Cake.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, they're both on Sunday, and you know what Sunday is. It is February the 1st. So y'all, when you wake up Sunday morning, make sure you say rabbit, rabbit. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's also a full moon, and y'all, it is the snow moon. Y'all, more on that later. But y'all, on Sunday, not only is he having an anniversarium on Saturday, but y'all, Sunday is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I'm sure you know who it is. Y'all, it's none other than that Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Big Fatty, he's got a weekend full of cake. He does. And y'all, then also on Sunday, y'all miss him terribly, terribly. And I'm reminded of that every Tuesday when I head over to Shady Pines. Y'all, you heard him on Wednesday. Wish Big Fatty a cheery good morning. Y'all, a dear, dear friend, husband of Miss Kitty, y'all, it's none other than the one and only Olive. Big Fatty, we love Olive. We do indeed. So, y'all, I don't guess you'll see Olive on the social medias, but J-Pan in the Brian Mexico. Big Fatty, it's because yes, you're just going. You know where you're going. I've forgotten what it's called, but you're going there. Yes, downtown. Yes, that's it. Whether you see him or not, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the king.
Happy birthday.
The rat, I believe he's declared a soup weekend, y'all, because as of this recording, Saturday, around midday, we're starting to get freezing rain or sleet, and then by the afternoon and evening, they are predicting 1 to 3 inches of snow in Fat Acres. And y'all, how appropriate that on Sunday it is the is the full moon. It's the snow moon, and y'all, I looked to see why it's called the snow moon, and y'all, it says, well, it's fairly straightforward. It's known as the snow moon due to the typically heavy snowfall that occurs in February. And y'all, don't forget on Tuesday that that vermin. They'll pull that vermin out of a hole, and he'll see. Big Betty, are you talking about Granny? No, not that vermin. I can tell you right now. There's a run on French toast ingredients at the Von's East, I'm sure. So y'all wish Big Fatty good luck as we're battling a snowmageddon in Fat Acres.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Fart pants. Has there been an update yet? Did the bag of coins prize make it to the winner? Just curious. Now, it's been 20 days. So if not yet, I would anticipate at least in the next 5 or 7 days. I think when I send things to Australia, I think it takes anywhere between 16 and 28 days. Thank you for calling, Woodhaven.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Miss Bacon, believe it or not, just this morning, Big Fatty received a communique from Brendan over there in the UCK. And I'll just read it to you right now. Where is it? There it is. He says, par avion for the course. Big Fatty, I am very pleased to say there was something in my box this morning. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. The saga of Miss Bacon's very generous silver coinage prize has finally reached a conclusion. Please pass on my thanks and appreciation to our long-suffering benefactor. I'm off to the Bureau de Change. The mechanicals say you can translate that. Thank you for calling, Brendan in the UCK. Bookie's favorite for number one fan 2026. Well, first of all, Brendan, you need to get an entry in because I don't have one from you. So how about that? Anyway, and if you did send one, it's gone. It's gone. So Miss Bacon, be happy that the prize, the tariff has been paid. Very brassy. Crooked Hat will like this. You know, Crooked Hat loves a brassy toe tapper. Yes, we fanny. Y'all, this is another one of those hello music beds that I came across. And so I like this one too because it's real upbeat and yes, we fanny. Perfect for right. Hey, it's true, y'all. Let's see. Wednesday night, y'all watch the Tom Yamas, and then I watched the Jeopardy, and then I turned the TV machine off and just piddled around a little bit, y'all. It's going to be cold again, down to near freezing. But y'all, it wasn't going to hit freezing until about 5 a.m. in the morning. So I was a daredevil. I did not drip the pipes. Slept like a baby. Perfect score. Perfect score on the Apple clock. So I got up on Thursday morning, had McCaffrey. Y'all I tell you what it was. It was the insides of the bread bowls from last Friday's soup in a bread bowl. And y'all, I just cut it kind of thin. Well, not too thin. I don't know, about half inch thickness, and put it in the toaster oven. You know, it was all kind of just small little pieces here and there. And y'all toasted it up and put the good Kerrygold butter. Although, y'all, I've been told that the Costco has an equally good and cheaper fancy butter like the Kerrygold. Yes, McFaddy, I think it comes from New Zealand. Maybe Arthur can tell us about it, maybe. But got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, hit senior size class, did the big circle, came back, caught the tail end of the Price is Right, and then I had a little cheese and meat and cheese and some crackers, and y'all, then I watched the Price is Right at night, which was on hump day evening. Y'all just giving away the farm over there at the Price is Right. And, after that, I decided I was going to go ahead and get myself a shirt. So I got my shirt. And, then, y'all, I laid down for a little nip and nap. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And then, of course, I've been monitoring the weather along with the rat and the auxiliary rats, so I can be prepared for this weekend. Because, y'all, big doings this weekend. I just got, Big Fatty, the clock is ticking. Y'all, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. This is your final reminder that you have until 6 p.m. in the evening today to get your entry in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Just send that e-letter, and e-letter only, one entry per person, to ruin the BigFattyOnline.com by 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. And your time is running out. Big Fatty, hurry, get me a pencil. No, a pencil won't do. You need to go to the computer. Oh, Big Fatty, get me a computer. Well, you're on one right now. Oh, okay, never mind. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget, rabbit, when you wake up Sunday morning to that snow moon. And y'all got the group coming over for right. Ooh, Fatties, we're having turkey and dressing and green beans and blackberry cobbler and some big fat yeast rolls. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then Saturday night, Derwood and I are supposed to be going to the Pops concert. I hadn't gotten word it's been canceled. Then Sunday I'm supposed to be going to the theater with Alex and them. Don't know any update about that. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the current number one fan of the BFO. That's the Laughing Buddha. Laughing Buddha, anything you want to say?
Big Fatty coming up.
Oh, no, that was... was yesterday when the new gentleman called. Wait, never mind. Happy weekend, everyone.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.